Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Nun Zayin, and we are on Nun Vav Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud. We have a machlokas Amoraim that we are up to. Starting with Amar Rav Anan. Amar Rav Anan. The Mishnah just discussed the relationship between Meiser Behema and Kelbone, and not that Kelbone has anything to do with our Masechta, but we just have the inverse relationship, as the Mishnah says here, as well as in Masechta Shkalim, that Kelbone, the extra little payment that goes along with Machzis HaShekel, is only paid when a person is paying their own Machzis HaShekel. If they're paying on behalf of somebody else, then they don't give a Kelbone. Mashegit, if two people are combining and using one shekel to pay both, then they give two Kelbonos, because they're just paying for themselves, but they are just using one shekel. So therefore, if there's Tfusa Sabayis, if the Shkolim are being paid from the estate, then there would only have to be one Kelbono, not two Kelbonos, because it'll be as if the father is paying. Mashenkin, Maaser Behema has the opposite. Maaser Behema, there's a Ptur when it comes to Shutfin, that is especially based on a Pasuk, Yelacha V'lo Shel Shutfis, unlike Bechar, which does not have a Ptur of Shutfin, but if they are together, they are just like Tfusa Sabayis, then they would be Chayiv in Maaser Behema, so it has an inverse relationship. Good. By the way, there was a Daf B'Yin Shir last night. Beis Hashem is either up or it's going to be up in the next day or two on the bracha of Kiddush. Okay, so we are up to Amar of Anan. Nun Vav Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Lo Shanu Ela Shechilku Gedim Keneged Tiyashim V'Tiyashim Keneged Diyim. When do we say, Rav Anan says that this line is going, Rashi explains that Rav Anan is going on the halacha of the Mishnah of Ptur. When do we say that partners are Ptur, that the brothers are considered partners when they're Chozer V'Nishtateif, they split up the estate and then they re-put it back together? When do we say that that's considered Shutfin and not considered as if they're going back to what was originally? They're not going back to the estate, right? When do we say that? Only if some of the brothers took Gedim, connected other brothers that took Tiyashim. Meaning, they didn't split up every type of animal evenly. But one brother took some of these animals, and one brother took a different type of animals. Says Rav Anan, that's where we say when they come back together, that's considered a shutfis now, a partnership. It's not considered what it always was. Why? Because Rav Anan says, what happens at the moment that the father dies? Really, in every type of animal, each brother has a stake. Every brother has a portion of the gdiyim. Every brother has a portion of the tiyashim. Every brother really has a portion in every little type of every type of animal. So when the brothers decide to say, I'm not going to do that type of chiluk, but what am I going to do? I'm going to give you the tiyashim and I'm going to take the gdiyim. We're going to take different types of animals, connect each other, so that is like a mechira. That is like a sale, because that's not what was earmarked theoretically, at the moment of death of the father. They're each taking different types of animals. So therefore, when they come back together, something has been accomplished and different. Aval, chelko gedim kenegedim, utiyashim kenegetiyashim. But if what they did was that every brother took some gedim, and every brother took some tiyashim, and then they come back together, you know what we're allowed to say? Omer, zechelko hamagio mishar rishonu lekach. What are we allowed to say? Nothing has ever changed. It's still considered the estate, and therefore there would still be a chiyuv of Meiser Behema. Why? Because Rav Anan holds Yesh Breira, as Rashi brings it here, and there are other Rishonim. Yesh Breira. Yesh Breira meaning that a future event, a present event that in the future becomes clarified, we're allowed to see the roots of that future event in the past, at the original moment. So Yei Breira here means that once the brothers get something, I could already foresee that they have it, already from the moment that the father dies. And when they come back together, nothing's ever happened. So here, at the moment that the father died, they each have a portion in every type of animal. Then they split it up, and every brother gets a portion of every type of animal. So far, nothing's happened. They come back together, nothing's happened, if you hold of Yei Breira. So therefore, Rav Anan says, the Ptur, meaning when they are considered shutfin, is only if they split up and each brother got a different type of animal. But if each brother got a fraction of the each animal, so then we would say it is. Then we would say that it is yesh breira, and one would be a chayiv in Meiser Behema. That is Rav Anan. Rav Nachman Amar, no. Afilo chilku kediyim kenegediyim, kediyim, utiyashim kenegetiyashim. Even if one takes kediyim kenegediyim, everybody gets a certain portion of every type of animal. Ein omrim zehu chelko hamagiyim yishor rishon lakach. You still don't say this is his ultimate chelek. Why? Because Rav Nachman holds ein breira. Rav Nachman holds so what? That later on it becomes cleared up. You do not put those events back into the past, and therefore ein breira. And we say it is mechulak. They are considered shutfin, and there is a p'tur of meiser behema. The Gemara then quotes, this machlokas amaram is parallel to the following machlokas amaram. Another parallel machlokas. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lo shanu ela shachalku tes keneged yud v'yud keneged tes. When do we say that there is a p'tur? So that when they split it up and then they come back together, it's not considered going back in time. It's considered a shutfis, and therefore there's a p'tur. We say that if the animals were not all worth the same, one brother took 10 animals, keneged the other brother took 9 animals. And therefore, this cannot be exactly what was originally, because originally every brother had a stake in every animal. So this is only when we say that it is considered shutzfin. Abel chilku tes keneged tes v'yud keneged yud. But if each brother got a portion, omer zechelko amigir mishar rishon lakach. As we said, yesh breira, and therefore it's as if nothing has happened. Reb Yochanan amar no. Afilu chilku tes keneged tes v'asor keneged asara. Even if you say the second type of case, ein omer zechelko amigir mishar rishon lakach, you don't say this is his original chelek that he was supposed to get. As has been mentioned, Breira is a huge topic related to the other two topics of Tnaim and Asmachta. Both of those sugyas also have to do with future events impacting on the present action, a Tnai. I'm going to get married today, Almanaz, that something happens tomorrow. So I'm doing something today, the past, and then it's totally on the future. Asmachta. Smachta is a transaction, a potential transaction, or a commitment, better, a commitment to do a transaction based on a future event. Right? That's gambling. Right? You commit today based on a future event. So that is asmachta. Machlokas, asmachta kanya or lo kanya. But these are the three topics that always overlap. La halacha, what do we paskin? Most rishonim, paskin, achiluk. Mida oraisa. Best we'll get back to this in the Rambam later. Mida oraisa, ein breira. D'oraisa, we don't rely on breira, and midrabanan yesh breira. That's what, by d'oraisa contexts, we say ein breira, midrabanan context yesh breira. There is a machlokas why we paskin that way. The Chazon Ish points this out here in Demai, in Siman Tezai, in Ozvav, whether the Ran seems to say it's a sveik of the dina. We don't know what to paskin. It's a machlokas tanam, it's a machlokas amoram, it's a machlokas rishonim, so we're machmir. Sveik of the dina, so by d'oraisa is where you have to be machmir, so that's why we say ein breira. By the Rabbanans, Yesh Breira. It's Mishum Safek. The Chazon Ish points out, though, that it doesn't always work that way. It could be that you could have a D'oraisa context that saying Ein Breira will be a Kula. So says the Chazon Ish, according to that Ran, who says that the Svara for the Chilk of Yesh Breira Ein Breira is because we have to be Machmir by D'oraisa and be Mekel by the Rabbanans, it doesn't always work out that way. You could have a case of Ein Breira Bidaraisa, and that could lead to a Kula. So that's why, that's according to the Ran. So the Chazon Ish points out that other Achronim, the Amshal Shlomo, says, no, it's a Din Vadai. It's a Din Vadai, no matter what. By Daraisa's Ein Breira, by Darabanan's Yesh Breira. So even if you'd find a Kula on a Daraisa level, you would still say Ein Breira. We would still say Ein Breira. So there's also a discussion, in the Rishonim. What does it mean, Ein Breira? Does it mean nothing is chal? Zero? Or something is chal, but it's just mixed in, and you don't know which one it is. So how extreme are the shitas away from each other? That also is an important discussion in the world of Breira. Okay, though, that we continue, though, on now at the top of today's daf, Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara, Ve'azda Rabbi Yochanan l'taime. Rabbi Yochanan is going according to his reasoning. Rabbi Yochanan, who just said on the bottom of the previous Amud, that Ein Breira, right? Because he said, even if it's 10 to 10 and 9 to 9, even if it's exactly split up equally, we say something that got accomplished. We don't say Yesh Breira. He holds Ein Breira. He goes according to his reasoning, because he holds a brayer elsewhere as well. Rabbi Yochanan says, we had this last week also. Rabbi Yochanan says, ha'achin shechilku l'kuchos hein u'machzirin zelaze b'yovel. Brothers that split up an inheritance, split up an estate, they are considered l'kuchos. So that automatically says, ein brera, they're considered l'kuchos, and their portions go back to each other in Yovel, because they're considered buyers. Just like we know, in Yovel, all bought property goes back to the original owners. So two brothers are considered l'kuchos and machzir zelaze b'Yovel. We had, if you remember, last week, when we spoke about this on Daf and Beis, what exactly does that mean? Do they send it back to each other and then take their portions again, just to be mekayim in the midst of Yovel? Do they re-split it? Which sounds like it, but it would be a huge chiddush. Does the Bechor even lose his pishnayim when he resplits? Does he take a new pishnayim? That was a discussion we had on Nun Beis Mabeis. Rashi here, Rashi over there, Rashi in Gin, Daf Chafei, the Rambam, the Tosfos in Gin. So that was a discussion we had then on Nun Beis Amid Beis. But this is based on the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who says that they are considered buyers, lekuchos, and therefore the property goes back to each other in Yovel. So the Gemara says, Vitzrichi, I need both statements of Rabbi Yochanan. I need the statement on the bottom of the previous Amud that says, in the case of brothers splitting up, even if they split up equally, we don't say Yesh Breira. We don't say they got what they were always earmarked to get, and when they come back together, they're still... We don't say that nothing ever happened. We say that they're still considered Shutfis. And we also need this statement that it goes back in Yovel. Meister Behema and Yovel. Those are the two contexts. Vitzrichi, I need Rabbi Yochanan's statement in both. Why? Because if I only had the case here by Meister Behema, Rabbi Yochanan, I would have thought that Rabbi Yochanan is not based on the principle of Ein Breira in general. No, maybe here, if I would have only had, it's a separate din in this context. Rabbi Yochanan, Dumiya de Bincha. No, because it has to be similar to Bincha to Pidyon HaBen. As we had yesterday, that Meister Behemoth is compared to Pidyon HaBen. Ma Bincha Bibarur Lecha, Af Shorcha Vitzoncha Bibarur Lecha. Oh, but it's like your son is clear to you, so too your animals that are Chayiv in Meister Behemoth have to be extra clear to you. Meaning, even if you'd say Yesh Breira, right? It might not be enough. Right? You want to say that, oh, he's based on Ein Breira? No, we don't even know what he would say. Here, it's a special din. It has to be very clear, and that's why he's going to be Pater in this case. Aval Sadeh, but by Sadeh, Mecher Hu Dam Rachmana Leheder B'Yovel. Maybe he would say that only an actual sale goes back in Yovel. Yerusha Matar, hello, Yerusha Matar will not go back in Yovel. So that's why you need the other case of Yovel. V'yesh b'inan Sadeh, and if I only had the context of Sadeh, where Rabbi Yochanan said his din, L'chumra. I would have thought maybe only L'chumra we would say Ein Breira. So over there it's a chumra, and that it goes back in Yovel. But in the case of Meiser Behema, if you say Ein Breira, it would be a kula, because they'll be considered shutfin, and they'll be a chiyuv. If you would say Yesh Breira, so then you would say they would not be partners, and you would be chayiv. And if they're shutfin, they would be partners, and you'd be pater. So if you said l'chumra, if you only had the case of sada by Yovel, you would say maybe only l'chumra, you would say Ein Breira. Inami l'chadchila, or maybe l'chadchila. What does l'chadchila here mean? It doesn't mean l'chadchila like we normally say l'chadchila. L'chadchila here means, as Rashi explains, that it's easier by Yovel to go back to the original state, because everything goes back to its original ownership. That's what l'chadchila means. Kind of means like meikara. Rashi, be'ina shetei chozeres karka l'tchilasa shahaisa biyachad. Right? It's easy. It's kind of like reverting back to what was. That's what it means l'chadchila here. So therefore, that's what we would have thought if you only had the Yovel context. Aval hacha emelo, but I wouldn't say that by Meister Behema. Tzricha, that's why you need the Meister Behema context as well. So Rabbi Yochanan needs to say a statement both by Yovel and by Meister Behema. Good. Finishing up, last context. Meisvei v'chein ha'shutfin shechilku, partners that split up. Echad natal asara. The Echad natal tisha v'kelev. Partners split up their animals. One of them takes 10, let's say, sheep. And the other one, right, there are 19 sheep and one dog to split up in the property. So one partner takes 10 sheep, and the other brother takes 9 sheep and a dog. So what's the halacha? What do you mean, what's the halacha? What's the matter? There's no problem. The problem is if you want to give a karban. The halacha, as we know, in Parshas Kiseitze is one is not allowed to give a mechir kelev, an animal that was substituted for a dog. It's a bizoyan to use such an animal for a karban. So here, how do we look at it? One shutif took ten sheep, and the other one took 9 sheep plus a dog. So the Gemara says, Shekinegada kelev.
The question is on the first person who took the 10 sheep?
No, we're going to see what the question is. We didn't get to the question yet. Says the Brisa, Shekinegada kelev asurin. All the sheep that are in the partner, that the partner has that did not take the dog. Let's say Reuven took 10 animals and Shimon took 9 and the dog. So all of Reuven's animals are ushered to be mehukrav as a karban, because any one of them might be the one that's considered parallel to the dog. So shekinegad akelev asurin. She'im akelev mutarim. But the ones that are with the dog, the other 9 that the partner that took the dog, Shimon took, those are going to be mutar, because those are not parallel to the dog. So says the Gemara, Ve'i amrit yesh breira. If you say the principle of yesh breira, that the future event, you can see the roots of it in the past. So why are all of them asur? Livra chad minayhu, lebahade kelev. So take one out. Let Reuven take one of the sheep out. Designate that one as the one that was parallel to the dog. Velishkol, and take it, and that one will be asur to give us a karban. Vahanak lishtiru. And the other ones will be mutter. So what do we say? They're all usher? No, just take one out, designate it, yesh breira, and then we would say that all the other ones are mutter. So the Gemara answers, we'll get back to that question, but first we'll finish up. Amar Avashi, I deshavu kulu lahadadi hachanami. If they're all same value, so then hachanami, so then that would work. If you say yesh breira. If you have sheep that are exactly connected the value of the dog. The problem is here that they're not all worth the same. What does that mean? The shavi, there's a question in the girsa here. Rashi has another girsa. We're going to go with our girsa. The shavi, hai kalba, chad umashahu. The hai mashahu, mashach vasu bakulu. The dog is worth a little more than any of the sheep. In the opposite case, a little more than any of the sheep. So you can't take one sheep and say, oh, this is connected to the dog, because it's not enough. So you're right, you take one sheep, but then there's a little more. That little more is split up halachically, keneged, a little bit in each of the other sheep, and that's why they're all usher. Right? Vashavi, hai kalba, chadu mashahu. Vahai mashu, mashik, vasi bakulu, goes through all of them. The Yechsam Achronim asks, why don't you take two? Two at least would cover. Designate two? Okay, tsarachin, why you can't take two? But either way, we'll get to the psak in a couple of minutes. Period. Okay, a couple of important points. Number one, there is a Tosfos in Maseches Temura. I think this has come up in the past. Very important Tosfos. Maseches Temura Daf Lamed. Tosfos asks, according to the Mandamar Yesh Breira, what did the Gemara just suggest here? The Gemara said, well, if all 10 are Usser, so then just take one out, and you'll designate that one as the parallel. That'll be the Usser, and all the other ones will be Mutter. Ask Tosfos in Temura Daf Lamed, Yesh L'Temua. The hacha mashma, in this type of case, talking about this type of case, it's mashma that if you ever have a mixture, and you have iser and heter mixed in here, take one out, say, oh, this is the thing that's aser, and then, yesh breira, and everything else will be mutter. Let's say you have a tray frank that falls into a bunch of kosher franks, and let's say there's not enough of the kosher franks to be mevatel the tray frank. So what should you do, according to the Mandamar yesh breira? Take one out, you'll say, this is the one that's aser, and the rest will be mutter. Ask Tosfos, what do you do with the whole concept of Isser, Shnesarev Beheter, in a, according to the Mandabra, Yesh Breira. Yesh L'Temua, let's read it. Tehacha Mashma, Shem Isser Mu'urav Beheter, Not Ela Isser, V'somchen Al Breira Lo Marsha Zehu Ha'iker Isser Shnes Talek. You rely on that. You know there's an answer to this question. You just got to formulate it. And also, he says, V'chein, b'hi delokech yami ben akusim, if I buy wine from a kusi, the Mishnah says in Demai, Shnei lukin sha'ani asid lahafrish, the two lukin that I'm going to take at the end, that is truma, umai service, olech albreira, shilomar shizil chulin, shu shose, I'm drinking chulin, and all these cases. The gimel, shalachu kinem, b'shutfis, umesa achas mehen, you have a mixture, v'yem kain, b'kol iser ha'mu'ur beheter, nisvach albreira, v'nishkol kashir ha'iser v'idach lishteru. In all these cases, right, you have an animal, that's shara niskal, that got mixed up with other animals. Take one out, say, oh, this is the shara niskal, and all the other ones are mutter. So, what's the answer?
Breira can't change status.
Yeah, meaning?
At the end of the day, if you have a shara niskal, or you have something that's straight, it's straight. The fact that you can't take something else out and say, oh, I'm now making this on the trade floor.
Oh, so I think exactly. I think what you're saying is
exactly. There's no problem inherent with any of the lambs. You now have to figure out which lamb was traded for the dog. Okay, so that you can say, Brera says this lamb was.
Meaning there was no designation beforehand.
Right.
Exactly what you're saying. So that's how Tosfos formulates it. Vomer Mori, Klal Gadol B'Din Zeh, Devadai, Kol Davar Shehuvra Ha'Iser Mitchila, V'Yachrakach Nisari Beheter, Lo Samchinen Abreira. If something was Usser and then it got mixed in, it had the status before the mixture, and then it got mixed in, Breira can't help you for that, like you said, to change statuses. Kivan Shetaru Vaso Hayabeser. It was already Usser beforehand. Avohani, in all these cases, Ta'aruvasan beheter, ki ha'isser lo hayamavurar kodem ta'aruvaso, uli achara ta'aroves, no let ha'isser az samchinan abreira. Tosfos says it depends when did the isser come into existence. If it came into existence before the mixture started, then that's not breira, it's already usser. Now you're trying to figure out which one was the isser? You can't rely on breira for that, because you could be wrong. Breira is only when there was no status beforehand. And all of a sudden, there's something usser, so you could come and decide, this one is going to be my isser. This one's going to be the one connected to the dog. Whatever it is. That's Tosfos Ashita in Temura, Daf Lamed, Amud Aleph. If you so it could be in trouble, right? If you designated it first and it already has the status and then it got mixed in, then it'll be like Nikar Isser Lefnechen. The Ritvin Yuma in Daf Nun Hema Beis also deals with this question. This we didn't quote before, but he asked the same question as Tosfos, right? Maishna bikali sir shema Torah shem yeshan. There's a case there of the machzor shekel getting mixed up last year's, this year's. So he quotes Tosfos and he says ve'ein devar me'el mechuvar. I don't like that answer. Why? The bikali sir shema Torah ain hefresh bein shenafal ha'isur beheter shehayta heter v'netzer mixasa. Coach, sometimes you find Isurim that start even when it is mixed up, and it's still going to be Usser. You're not going to rely on Breira. You have to come up with a more complete answer, says Tosfos. Vahanachon, says the Ritva. The Ritva says, you know when you could say Breira? In any case where we might be able to say, this is what the person had in mind originally. Wherever we're able to say that, so that's where you could say Breira. Where it has to do with a person's das. If you have something that's objectively usser or mutter, it doesn't do with a person's das, then you can't say breira in that case. Then it's just usser. Breira is only where we can say, this is what the das was originally. Va'anachon, tekushin dehaka mitam breira, shahanosnin mos b'shofaros, al das ha'konim nosnin, shiu mos elu me'achshav, kfima sheyirtza ha'koi mishas ha'krava, uke'ilu hefrishim bailum l'chovas, Anashim lechovas hachayim dami. So it's as if whatever you could put this information back originally into the das, and then you could say breira. But by the Frank's case, nothing to do with das. So he's also something's usser. Tosfos seems to say that in our Gemara too. Where's the Tosfos? On the previous Amud. The bottom of the previous Amud has a Tosfos that relates to our sugya. V'yem Tamar, Tosfos asks, Mayawil, how would it help to take out one sheep connected to the dog? Ha'en yadua ezu oso shenek connected to kelev. You still don't know which one is connected to the dog. So how would taking one out help? So answers Tosfos, V'yesh lomar, shekach svaras ashas. This is what the Tukumara means. Kivan sheyesh breira, sheyesh l'davar lios talui b'daito. De mistama, kach daito mitchila, de oso sheyivra hu keneged hakelev. The person has in mind that whichever one you choose, that's going to be the one connected the dog. We could fill in the blank in the past. That's what breira could do. Breira could clear something up in the future, throw it into the past, only if there was a blank in the past. If there was no blank in the past, you can't say breira. If something was already us, it's similar to Tosfos, but a little different focus. If something already had a status in the past, or it doesn't have to do with the person's das, there was no blank, so then you can't say breira. So by Yerusha, it's not literally with a having it in mind, but at least on a conceptual level, when a person dies and later on it's split up, one could say that the Morish intended, not consciously intended, Yerusha is one of the only mitzvahs that you could do only after a person dies, right? So then we could fill in the blank that this was his intended portion always. There's a blank in the past. But if there's no blank in the past, then we can't do it. Two very important yesodos related to Breira. Again, Tosfos and Temura versus the Ritva in Yuma.
Even by Yerusha, yeah. Then why did we say that if he's,
even by Yerusha, because Yerusha, we assume that everybody's getting an equal portion. And everybody has a set. You can't say a blank, according to those Amoraim, you can't say a blank where somebody's going to get one type, somebody's going to get the other type. That's not a fair filling in the blank. It's got to be totally equal filling in the blanks by Yerusha, because that's where we were only the person's daf. He wants to give equal things to all his kids. He wants to give his kids a portion in every little part of the animal that he has. Okay, that is all part one. The other two, on this line is the two discussions on the Amud. So number one was that, how does Breira work with Bittel? That was number one. Number two is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam, in this context, seems to say Yesh Breira, even though we're talking about a Doraisa context. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurim is Beach, Dalad Yud Zayin. The Rambam says, Shnei Shutfin Shechelko, Zelokach Asara Tzloim, Zelokach Tisha Vekelev. Our case, one takes 10, one takes 9 plus a dog. She'im HaKelev Mutarin, Aval Asara Shekinegda, what about the 10 opposite the dog? Im Yesh Echon Mehem, Domov Kidmei HaKelev, if one of them is exactly equal to the value of the dog. Oh yes, sir, Al Dmei HaKelev, or more than the value of the dog. Interesting, we didn't have that case. But if one of them is worth more, that's good enough too. Motzio Min HaAsara Kineged HaKelev, take that one out. Ve'yeh Mechiro, V'she'eron Mutter, and the rest are Mutter. If each one of them, the dog is worth more than any other one of them, right? Those other 10 are asur. Ask the Achronim on the Rambam, one second. If you have one that covers the dog, you're going to say the others are mutter? That means yesh breira. That's what that svar is talion? The Rambam holds ain't breira. The Rishonim holds ain't breira by Doraisa. What's the Rambam talking about here? How can the Rambam say yesh breira when it comes to the case where it covers the value of the sheep? So you have to say somehow that either this is an exception to the rule or it's not really the Raisa context. So the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit says, remember, Mita Oraisa, there's Bittul Barov. So really, the Mechir Kelev is Bittul Barov. You want to say it's a Bal Chaim, which is not Bittul, that's only Dirabanan. Only Darabanan, it's not Batal, Midaraisa, all of this is Batal Barov. So it is a Darabanan context, says the Kiryat Sefer. Nira de Midaraisa, Kulu Tzaloyim Mutarin, Titznek Shekenegana Kelev Nisari Vu Batal Midaraisa. Ruba, Afiloachi, Ruba, Tekolo Avihatu Batal Midaraisa. So the Kiryat Sefer says, no problem, it is a Darabanan context, and that's what we say, Yesh Breira. That is number one, which has to do with what we discussed earlier. Do you say yesh breira by a d'oraisa, by a, right? Is it just l'chumra, or do you say it's just d'oraisa versus d'rabanan, and it's always ein breira by d'oraisas and always yesh breira by d'rabanans? This that source has important to do with that. The Reish's Bikurim here says, and this is the last point that we'll talk about on this line, and then we'll move on. The Reish's Bikurim says maybe this isn't regular breira. And that's why the Rambam could be a rule breaker. According to the Kiryat Sefer's answer, it's regular Breira. It's in the Rabbanan context, therefore you say, Yesh Breira. The Reish's Bikurim says, no. I think this is a different type of context. V'anir lafia na'izdaiti aklusha bazeh. It appears in my weak, small mind, says the Reish's Bikurim. Right, for us, he's not a daiti aklusha. It's a daiti chazaka. He says, the Rambam svirle, sheish l'chalik ben Breira da'amalakan. There's a difference between this case of Breira and other cases. The case of the Mechir Kelev, why? How does he read the Gemara? That's a question. Because the Gemara seems to say it's a regular case of Breira. But at least in Lumdis, when he passes this way, it's different. Why? Diba'alma, bishash and nolat ha-safek, v'hayitzrichen laduna lavo hayimavurar, v'yachar bolavaro. Most cases of Breira, you have a safek. You're not sure what to do. So we say, you know what? Let's go into the future, and we'll take that ramification, that's clearing up, into the past. That's a regular case of Breira. You have a questionable suffix at a certain moment, and in the future, we're going to have to use that to deal with it. But what's happening here? At the moment that the sale takes place, is there any suffix? Is there any problem? There's no problem. They split up 10 and 9 and a dog, and you can do whatever you want. All of a sudden, a week later, you decide you want to give one of those animals to be a carbon. All of a sudden, you have a question. But that's a new question later on. That's not Breira. Masheikin hacha, te b'shash enasa ha-mechir, tayin b'shash chaluka, adayin lo haya shum safek, ezeman ha-mechir kelev. When you did the chaluka, nobody cared what was the mechir kelev. V'la yutzrichin ladun al zeklal, te b'chulin al shum psul, ain't shul psul bazeh. There's no kazam mechir kelev when it comes to a chulin animal. Ve'ein lomar shasavik haya nogea le'idinim yirtzel akrivo. Tostam behemos la lemizbeach kaimi. Most animals are not going to be lemizbeach. And therefore, here, the suffix is only later on when it's eventually cleared up. So therefore, it's not braver. They have a suffix at T1 and then it's cleared up at T2. Here, there is no T1. There's no suffix at the original moment because there's no halachic ramifications. There's no nafkamina in the world of chulin. V'yaz harei mevarech on my hand. V'yalkein lo shayach zel inyim brera kivet to kodem shabirer lo haya suffix klal. That is Reishis Bikurim right here to explain our Rambam. Okay. There's more, but we will wait with that. He quotes the Ran. Okay, not for now. Let us continue. He doesn't like the Kiryat Sefer for based on an important principle, but we'll come back later, as we always say, if there's going to be time. But now we have the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Kol Nechlasin L'Adil Etz Aser, all animals are Shayach to Meiser Behema, all the Bakar Ratzon, as we said, except for Chutz Min HaKilayim. Number one, an animal that's Kilayim is a crossbreed, is not subject to Meiser Behema. Vitrefa, V'Yotzei Dofen, Caesarian, U'Mechutzer Zman, we said this is Machlokas Tanoim, we'll see the Limudim in the Gemara for all of these, Mechutzer Zman before day 8, V'Hayasom, and the yasom, an orphan animal. What does that mean? Ezeo yasom, kol shemesa ima, osha nishchata, v'achach yolda. Any animal that's born after his mother's died. Right? If his mother dies in childbirth, or it was shechted, right? That is yasom. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Afila nishchata ima v'ashalach kayam, ein ze yasom. Even if the mother is shechted, as long as the hide is still there, existed, it's okay. The Gemara will explain that they used to wrap the hides of the dead mother, wrap the baby in the dead mother's hide, at least to keep it warm and to give it that feeling of love, even though the mother had been dead already, and that would allow it to live. Gemar, minani mili, how do I know that all these are excluded? Zan Rabbanan, shar o chasev, prat li kilayim, o eiz, prat li nidme. Nidme is an animal that doesn't look like its parents. Ki valeid, prat li yotzei dofen, vaya shivas yamim, prat li mechuzer zman. Tachas imo, prat li yasom. So those are all the limudim for parshas emor by karbanos in general. Karbanos in general, all of these are excluded. And therefore we learn meiser from karbanos, which it is a karban. Rabbi Shmuel Bedosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, Namar Khan tachas hashevet. It says by meiser, tachas hashevet, put him under the staff. V'nemar la'alon, tachas imo. And it says in the emor, tachas imo. Ma'la'alon, prat l'kol hashemos halalu, afkan prat l'kol hashemos halalu. So it's a gzeira shava from all karbanos in general to meiser. They're all excluded. Umakan prat latrefa, aflahalan prat latrefa. And just like here, by meiser, it excludes trefa, because what does it say? Ya'avar tachas ha-shevet. It has to be able to walk under the shevet. So too by karbanos. Trefa is excluded. Afkan lahalan prat latrefa. Wonderful. Period. Hakala suyemai. What does the first line of the Mishnah include? We just excluded five things. But the first line said, all animals go and are meiser. Nichnasin ladir. What is that including? Hakol asuye mai la asuye hadatan rabbanan. It includes the following: haroveya va nirba va muksa. Roveya nirba, animals that have an illicit relationship with a person. Va muksa, or an animal that is set aside for avodah zara. Va nevad, or is actually worshipped. Va esnan, the payment. We discussed this yesterday. An animal is given as payment for his own services, v'ha mechir, or the mechir kelev, substitute for a dog, v'tumtum androgynous, all of these, kula nichnasin ladil is aser. All of these are subject to meiser. What's the difference? We'll have to see. What's the difference between all these psulim and the other psulim? Reb Shimon Yehuda omer mishum Reb Shimon, tumtum androgynous ain't nichnasin ladil is aser. No, Reb Shimon excludes tumtum and androgynous. Why? As we'll see, because he holds their birya b'fnei atzma. And therefore, they are not included. V'tana didan. So, one second. What does our Tana hold? E gomer tachas tachas v'kachim. If he learns meiser from kachim. So, haninami lo. So, all of these should be excluded. Because all the second group is also excluded from kachim. V'i lo yalif. And if he doesn't learn from kachim, haniminoles. How does he even know the original few that are excluded? Miman of shach, you should even learn it all or nothing. So the Gemara says the Olam Gamir. Really, he learns it from Karbanos. So why are all these allowed, included? Vahani, Rachmana, Rabinhu. And all of these on the second list, The Torah included them special. Dechsev, because the pasuk says, ki mashchasam bahem mum bam lo yiratzu lachem. That's by the context of bal mum. All these animals have a mum, and they will not be merutza for a carbon. V'tana dever Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel says, kol makom shenemar bo hashchasa. You see the word mashchasam there. Whenever it uses the language of hashchasa, destruction, eino el advar erva v'avodah zarah. It refers to either a dvar erva or a avodah zarah. That's what mashchasam. Where do you see that dvar erva dechseh ki hishchas kol basar ezdarko al aretz? You see the lashon of hashchasa used by the mabul. Every creature, even the animals, went off its derech. Avodah zarah dechseh ben tashchisun v'asisun lahem lochem pesel tmunas kol samel tavnes zachron akeva. So you see, the word mashchasam always means a psul of avodah zarah or arayos. So we compare that to a regular case of mum, which is the context. It says mum bum. So v'kol shahamum posel bo dvar erva avodah zarah psul poslin bo. Anywhere, any context where the mum is, where a physical mum is a problem, so dvar erva avodah zarah is also a problem. V'kol she'ein hamum posel bo ein dvar erva avodah zarah poslin bo. Wherever mum would not be a problem, so then dvar erva avodah zarah would not be a problem. So here we go. By karbanos, where mum is a problem, by mum in physical blemishes, so avodah zarah and arayos problems are also problematic. But v'hai meiser, but by meiser behema, hoel v'lo pasol be muma. I know mum doesn't pasol by meiser behema. Dechsev, as it says there, lo yivaker beitov l'rav lo yimirenu. You can't do tmura, whether it's good or bad. Good means mum or not mum. Meiser behema is chal even on a baal mum. That kedusha meiser behema. So dvar erva avodah zarah nami lo pasol bei. So dvar erva avodah zarah also don't pasol by meiser behema. And therefore, everything on this last list is in one of those categories. Roveh v'nirba dvar erva. Muksa v'nevad avodah zarah. Esnan v'esnan dvar erva. Mechir is kishla esnan. And mechir is always put with esnan together. So that's why all of those are excluded. What about the last ones on the list? Tumta mandroganis. Ksavar sveikahu. Tumar manadrogan is the first man, the Amar holds, they're all suffix. Suffix zachar, zachar, suffix nekeva, which was no problem for Meiser. Why? Because Meiser could be zachar or nekeva. So that's why androgynous and tumtum are either neither or both, whatever it is, it's zachar or nekeva, it's suffix. So therefore, it would be okay, and miman of shach, it is Meiser. What does the second opinion hold? Rav Shimon Yehuda Omer v'chulu, kasavar, what's this, girsa? So we have Sveikahave on the side. It says Biryahu. Let's go with that girsa. The second opinion says no, it's a Birya. It's a Birya b'fnei atzma. So Meiser is only for males and females and not for Biryas. Mi et rachmana gabi kachim. Zachar vade v'nekev v'adais v'lo tumtum androgynous. Meiser nami gamer tachas tachas bi kachim. Meiser is learned from kachim. So you can have the girsa of Sveikahave also, but either way, it works out to say that it is a different type of animal, and therefore it's not included according to Rebbe Shimon. Not included according to Rebbe Shimon. Period. Okay, there's a question about the Shita of the Rambam here, in terms of Psak. Look in the Rishash. The Rishash here points out the problem in the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, we're not going to go through it right now. We're going to continue. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, four lines, five lines to the bottom. Hakol nechon lo dilis aser, chutz min akilayim atreifa, dibri, reblaza, rabbi Yehuda, ishkfar barbuta, sh'amar mishum rabbi Yeshua. All animals are nechnas, except for these two, kilayim and treifa. Those are the two listed. Amar rabbi Akiva, ani shamati heimenu, af yosi dofen, umuchuzer zman v'yasom. I heard the other three. There are five in the Mishnah. So the first opinion just quoted two. Rabbi Akiva says, I heard the other three are also excluded. So Vatana Kama, similar question to what we said before. If he learns the exclusions from Karbanos, Hadi Nami Lo, so all of them should be excluded. And if he does not learn it from Kachim, so how does he know these two are excluded? Bishlama Trefa, find Trefa, you know it from the context itself. Kalasha Yavar Takas Ashevet Ksiv, Pratla Trefa Shena Overis. And it has to pass by underneath the Shevet. It's only a Trefa, which can't really pass by. It's not healthy enough to pass by underneath. It's Ela Kilayim Inale, but if you don't learn it from other Karbanas, so why is Kilayim excluded? So Gemara says, Liolam Gamar, really, he does learn it from other Karbanos. Ubi Yotze Dofin, so why isn't Yotze Dofin on the list? Kersavala Kirby Shimon. He holds like Reb Shimon. Damar Yotze Dofen Vlad Ma'al Yehu. He holds like Reb Shimon, who holds Yotze Dofen is a viable, perfect, wonderful Vlad. And Udilo Kereb Yochanan. If you noticed, if your eyes are doing tricks on you, Rashi did just get smaller. Why did Rashi just get smaller? Because we have another Rashi on the page now. Till the end of the Masechta, we have Rashi Kisav Yad. Rashi Kisav Yad, this is another version of Rashi that was in the Shidim Kubetzes, that the Reb Saul Ashkenazi has, and therefore they put both of them on the page, but in order to fit them, they had to make Rashi smaller. Rashi didn't just start writing smaller here, just that the print is all of a sudden smaller. But we're going to focus on the top Rashi, will still be Rashi. If we quote Rashi in the Kisav Yad, that's what we will call it. You see on the first line it says, Mikan Atzof Meseches Nimsa Nuscha Achrina. B'chol apir shel Rashi, Shebiyadi. Shebiyadi is the Reb Saul Ashkenazi talking, the author of the Shiva Kubetzes. Okay, we have more Rashi. Wonderful. Says, we know Rashi wrote a couple of commentaries over and over again. He didn't just write a commentary on Shas once. We have a few Rashis. So sometimes you have different versions of the Rashi. So, Savar like Reb Shimon. So why does he include Yotzi Dofen? He was like Reb Shimon, who holds like Yotzi Dofen is a viable vlad. Udelok Reb Yochanan, and he does not go like Reb Yochanan. Who says what? That Reb Yochanan says that Reb Shimon would be modeh. Reb Shimon only said that by people, not by animals. So this opinion does not hold like that extension of Reb Yochanan. No, Reb Shimon holds of it even by animals, and that's why I hold like that's why Yossi Dofen would be included and would be nichnas l'dir l'hisaser. B'mechuser zman, why is mechuser zman left off the list? It's not excluded. So Savalek Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Yosef Reb Shimon Yehuda, who we had earlier, that says mechuser zman is nichnas. It's not hokrav yet, but it is nechnas. Yosom, kigon shashalakayim. Yosom is included, because the yosom that we're talking about there in the brisa is where this hide is intact. Rabbi Shua l'taimei, damar afilu shachad es imo vashalakayim, ein ze yosom. So, basically we have machlokas, tanaim, on the bottom of the previous sum, but we explained why those three of them are under machlokas. Good. Weiter. Heyid Rabbi Shmuel ben Sisriel me Arkas Lavena lifnei Rabbi. So Rabbi Shmuel from Arkas Lavena said in front of Rabbi, Bim Komenu, in our place, Mafshitin es Hamesa umalbishin es Achai. We do like what Rabbi Yeshua says. We take the skin off the dead mother and we wrap the live baby in it in order to keep it warm so it lives. Amar Rabbi. Rabbi was very excited about that. Nizgala Taima Shemishna Seinu. You have just revealed the reason for Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. You explained it. You do that, and that's exactly what the Mishnah was referring to. Once we're being made about things from Arkas Levena, so he says more. Chazirin Shebim Komenu. The lettuce in our place, Yeshlahem Shishim Ribo Klafim. Bebeis Hemsis Shalom. It has 600,000, right? Six Shishim Ribo. Ribo is 10,000. So 10,000 times 60 is, right, 600,000. 600,000 klafim, folds in the base hemsis. It's a very folded lettuce. Very folded lettuce. See on the side, it changes the gersa to yitush, shebim kamenu. The yitush, the mosquito. Okay, either way, that's what Lamai Nafkamina would have to know that the lettuce has so many folds for. Okay, look in the Marsha here, he has a more Kabbalistic shot. Pamachas nafal erez erachabim shebim komenu. Other amazing things about our place. One time a huge tree fell down in our place. The Avru Sheshesrei Kronos al Chudo Achas. 16 wagons were able to pass by where the tree stood. It was such a wide tree. So you see how wide it was. 16 wagon loads could pass by. That's how wide it was. Pamachas nafla beitzas bar yuchni. One time, an egg of a bar yuchni, which is a huge bird, an egg fell. Uvetava shishim krachim. And 60 krachim, 60 little towns, were drowned by the liquid that oozed out of it. Veshava shlosh meos arazim. And 300 cedars also were broken. Again, there are certain numbers that the Gemara uses, that you always have to know how literally do you take it or not. Sometimes the Gemara, 400 and 300 are very popular. Very popular numbers that the Gemara uses. So you always have to know. It means a lot. It means big. So one of the Mepharshim in the Ein Yaakov says that, what is all this here for? Maybe it's just to tell us that we know the concept of a shvuah shav that somebody makes if somebody swears that a rock is a tree, or a tree is a rock, or if you swear that something happened, that it's impossible for it to happen. These are possible! These are possible to happen. Therefore, it's not a shvuah shav if a person swears about this. Okay. Umi shar yalei. Says shad yalei. The Gemara just ends up by saying, does an egg of the bar yuchni get thrown? No, he's very careful with his egg. V'haksiv, kanaf renanim ne'elasa. What does Knafer Anim Nelasa? So Rashi says that means that they take their egg, they take it up in their wings, and they put it in their nest very, very softly. So what does it mean that it could break and fall down? So Amar Ravashi, Hahu Muzrasahave. No, the egg that was thrown down was Muzar. But it was strange, it was spoiled, it was putrid. That's why they threw it. Right, they only keep their good eggs. Okay, Mishnah. We end up with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shalosh Granos L'Maiser Behema. There are three Granos for Maiser Behema. What does Granos mean? It means a time period where Midrabanan, Chazal said, you have to take all your animals and put it through and be Maaser and don't shech them and eat them until you take off Maiser. Midaraisa, there's no time period for Daraisa. But Midrabanan, they said, these three time periods, you know, gather up all your animals that have been born since the last time period. That's one Goren. And then put them all together and take off Meister before you partake in them. We'll see, this is all a Durabanan obligation. Right, Rashi says, to Mishiyagia haperek lo yochal me'an l'chachila Midrabanan below Meister. It's like Chazal gave it a status of Tevel Durabanan. It's not really Tevel, but they gave it a status of Tevel Durabanan until you take off the Meister. So Shalosh Granos L'Maaser Behema. When is it? So a lot of different opinions. Biprasa Pesach, Biprasa Atzeres, Biprasa Chag. Pras here means about 2 weeks, 15 days. Right? Half a month. Pras means a half. Half a month before Pesach, half before Shavuos, and half before Sukkot. Divrei Rabbi Kiva says 2 weeks before, basically. Ben Azai Omer, Be'esrim V'tisha Ba'adar. The 29th day of Adar, which is, how does that compare to 15 days before Pesach? Maybe a day earlier. Be'echad B'sivan, before Shavuos, no, it's only a week before. Be'esrim V'tisha Ba'av, and the 29th day of Av. Okay, that's his Shita. We'll see in the Gemara what the basis for all these shitas are. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Be'echad B'Nisan, Be'echad B'Sivan, B'Chavtes Be'Elul. You always go by the Rosh Chodesh. V'Lama Amru Be'Esav V'Tishrei Be'Elul, V'Lama Amru Be'Echad B'Tishrei. Why don't you just say the first of Tishrei like you say the first of Nisan and Sivan? Be'Bnei Shehu Yantif, Yevshal Aser B'Yantif. Because it's Yantif. You can't be Maser on Yantif. Why can't you Aser on Yantif? What, it's fixing? No, Rashi says, because you're Tzoveya. When you put it through the fence, you have to color it with a red paint. So therefore, it's Soveh. You can't do that on Yontif. Leficha chiktimu be'esav v'tisha be'elul. That's what you do the day before. Rabbi Meir Omer, a fourth shita, be'echad be'elul, Rosh Hashanah l'maaser behema. I'm sorry, not a fourth shita, a new discussion. That was the Granos on a Drabana level. Now, we're talking about, we mentioned earlier, you have to give maaser behema from every year's births on itself. Chadash and Yashan are separate. So what's the cutoff point for Maaser Behema? So Rabbi Meir says, like it says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Beis, on the first day of Elul, that's Rosh Hashanah LaMaaser Behema. Benazai Omer, Ho'elulim, Mis'asir Bifnei Atzman. Benazai says, I'm not sure whether Elul is in the previous year or in the following year. So all the Elul babies should be Nis'asir by themselves. Mis'asir Bifnei Atzman, the Elulim. Kol HaNoladim, me'echad mitishrei ad esrim v'tisha ve'elo harei l'mastarfin. So the Gemara says, based on, we're going back to Rebbe Meir's opinion, not Ben Azai, any animal born from the first day of Tishrei until the 29th day of Elul, so that is, they are mitstarif. Chamisha lefnei Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry. So that's holding like the shita of Echad b'Tishrei is the Rosh Chodesh. Chamisha Rosh Hashanah. Chamisha lefnei Rosh Hashanah v'chamisha l'achar Rosh Hashanah y'mitzarfin. If you have animals born before or after Rosh Hashanah, then I'm mitzarif. Right? Chadash and Yashan are not mitzarif to each other. Chamisha lefnei agoren v'chamisha l'achar agoren harei lo mitzarfin. But if you have some animals born before or after the goren, which is the derabanan, they are mitzarif. If you have five and five, Ibkein Lama Nemer Shalmo Shalosh Granos L'Maaser Behema. So what's the concept of a Goren if it's not such a hefsek in terms of the baby's being born? So Sha'at Shalom Yigia HaGoren Mutar Limkar V'Lishcho. The Goren is a Chovas Gavra. Let's do the animals. A Chovas Gavra. Before the Goren comes, you could sell, you could shech, you could do whatever you want. Yigia HaGoren Lo Yishcho. But once the Goren comes, you should not shech the animals. V'im Shachat Pater. If you did your Pater. Did your putter? There's an amazing, just end with this nitziv right here. We'll read this again inside. The nitziv says, it's only putter if you didn't start putting them through the fence yet. Once you start putting the animals through the fence, then there's mamish and iser tevel on the animals. We'll have to see where the nitziv gets that from. But that's what the nitziv says right here on our daf. We'll start with that Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Also with the psak of the Rambam about being mitzarif before or after Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll stop here.